理课堂听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom. With me again is Hazel. Welcome back, Hazel.
Well, thank you, Steve. Hi everyone, and today we're continuing our lesson about global warming.
That's right, and it is a hot topic. It's a hot topic for a number of reasons. One of the reasons is that it's a popular topic. A lot of people are talking about it. It's in the news a lot, in the newspapers. What's another reason why it's a hot topic, Hazel?
Well, another reason might be because people disagree about it. They argue about what causes it and what can be the solution to the problem.
Okay. And the third reason it's a hot topic is because simply we're talking about temperature. We're talking about the temperature going up. You know, just a few years ago, I don't know exactly when, but there was a movie that came out concerning something like this about global climate change, right, Hazel?
I remember that movie. It was called The Day After Tomorrow, and it showed some terrible results about a weather change.
Right, around the world. So this change in the weather could affect the world in big, big ways. Well, let's continue with our lesson on page 15. Join us for the reading.
Global warming. A hot topic. If the warming is natural, then there may be little humans can do to stop it. We may just have to learn to live with warmer temperatures. Many scientists and leaders contend, however, that the warming is caused by the greenhouse effect. This happens when gases in the atmosphere, especially carbon dioxide, trap the sun's heat. Burning oil and other fuels releases these gases into the atmosphere. Since such human activity is causing the warming, they say, we should change our ways.
Okay, yesterday we were talking about whether the global climate change is a result of natural forces or natural cycles, or as a result of the human influence on the environment.
And we see that our article says that if indeed it's caused by natural causes, climate cycles and things like that, then perhaps there's nothing we can really do about it.
There's nothing we as human beings can do about it. We may just have to learn to live with warmer temperatures. When you have to live with something, you accept it. Although you're not completely happy about it, you accept it and learn to live with it and move on.
That's right. So it may be something that we're going to have to adjust to learn to live with perhaps some coastal floodings, perhaps some higher temperatures, have to live with these adjustments that the weather changes will cause.
Right. Well, the next paragraph goes on to say, many scientists and leaders contend, however, that the warming is caused by the greenhouse effect. So a lot of scientists are saying it's not natural, it's not a natural cycle, but it's a man-made problem, and it's a problem caused by the greenhouse effect.
So people have different ideas. They argue. People contend different things. They have different reasons to support their viewpoint.
Right, and that's what contend means. They're arguing or they're debating their own viewpoint. Let's look at this word contend in today's word skit.
That is not what
no,
I mean.
You got this.
People, please, please. Let's express our opinions one at a time. Now, Jones, what do you think?
Well,
I contend that the success of our business depends on customer service. If we keep our customers happy, then our business will be better.
Well, I disagree. I contend that the important thing is quality. If our quality is better than the competition, then we'll succeed.
Wait just a minute.
Yes, Peterson, what is your opinion? What do you believe?
Well, sir, I contend that our marketing department needs to do a better job. If they put out better advertising, then our sales will go up, up, up.
No, we should lower our prices. That would help sales. That's what I contend.
I don't think you understand.
No, I don't think you
understand what I'm trying to say.
Okay, okay. I've heard everyone's opinion. Thank you.
So, what do you think, Mr. Jones?
Well, I contend that if we want to run a successful business, we need to stop this meeting and get back to work.
But I disagree.
Okay, now let's look at the phrase greenhouse effect, or let's take that apart even further and talk about what a greenhouse is first. Now, a greenhouse is that big, big place, or it can be a small place too, but it's made of glass. And oftentimes in the winter, when it's cold outside, the glass will trap the sun's heat inside so that you can grow plants and vegetables even in the wintertime.
And so that's probably why it's called a greenhouse. The glass is clear, but inside there are many, many plants growing. And like you said, air is trapped inside as the sun shines down on the greenhouse.
Well, actually, the heat is trapped inside, but it warms the air, and that's right. So the air is warm and it stays inside the greenhouse. Well, in effect, that's what's happening around the world, right? Our atmosphere acts as glass, and when the sun beats down upon the earth, the glass or the atmosphere, the gases, trap the heat inside the atmosphere.
And it says that's especially true of the carbon dioxide. So that is trapping, it's trapped, and the sun's heat cannot escape our atmosphere.
Okay, let's look at the word atmosphere for a second. We've used this word. It's a big word. And what it means is the air around the Earth, or it could be another planet, if another planet has atmosphere. The atmosphere of the Earth consists mostly of nitrogen. I think it's about 80% nitrogen and 20% oxygen. And it's like a blanket of air or gases around the Earth. That's the atmosphere.
So when you have people burning oil and other fuels, those gases are released into the atmosphere, and that apparently makes the greenhouse effect even stronger.
Right. And a number of those gases, the majority of those gases, I mean, is carbon dioxide. And that's the big, big problem. Carbon dioxide is being produced, and that's what's causing the greenhouse effect. Carbon dioxide is colorless, it's odorless, but it's formed during the times when we burn things like oil.
So some scientists say that this global warming is not a natural process or cycle, but it's caused because we're burning extra fuels and oils, and those things are going into the atmosphere and causing this greenhouse effect.
Right. Other fuels might include coal and natural gas. Burning all of these kinds of fuels produces carbon dioxide, which goes into the atmosphere. Well, since such human activity is causing the warming, they say, the scientists and the leaders, we should change our ways.
We should change our habits. We should do something to stop all the burning of these fuels.
Right. Well, we're going to go to the chat room and visit Ken and Rachel, and after that, we'll have more of our lesson. Stay with us.
Welcome to the chat room. Today we continue to look at global warming.
Our lesson tells us that we should change our ways in order to avoid the greenhouse effect. Now, Rachel, can you think of anything we can do to achieve this?
I think we can start by driving less. You could take public transportation, like the buses or the subway, ride a bike, or even walk.
I enjoy walking because it's good exercise.
Me too. We can also carpool when we go to work.
Carpool?
That's right. To carpool is basically to share a ride with others and to take turns as drivers. Instead of four people driving four cars to work, they can ride together in one car.
Carpool 当中这个 pool 有着共同投入、联合收集的意思。所以呢 ,carpool 就是共乘制。在同一家公司上班的人可以一起 carpool, 大家轮流开车去上下班。那在美国有一些州呢有所谓的 carpool lane, 在它的高速公路上。carpool lane 就是高承载的车道。也就是说你的车内必须要有一定的人数才可以进入这个车道。
Also, whenever we use electricity, we're putting greenhouse gases into the air. So by turning off the television and the computer and the lights when you're through with them, you can help reduce those greenhouse gases.
You know, I think recycling is also good practice.
Certainly. We should recycle cans, bottles, newspapers, and plastic bags. When you recycle, you send less trash to the landfill, so you help preserve our natural resources.Like oil and trees.
其实要做环保 recycling 回收是非常重要的。这个字我们可以把它拆开来 re 是 再一次 cycle 是一个循环再一次循环 recycle 当然就是把这个物资再利用不要让它被丢入 landfill 这个掩埋场。
Let's take a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
What is the chemical formula for carbon dioxide? What is the chemical formula for carbon dioxide? CO2. If you got that one right, then your English and your chemistry is outstanding. Good job!
Welcome back, friends. We're talking about the greenhouse effect. And again, that's when the sun, the light, and the rays hit the earth, and the heat is trapped inside the earth's atmosphere. Because we're burning, as people, we're burning too much fuel, too much oil, and natural gas, and coal.
And if indeed that's what's causing the global warming, then we really do need to change our ways. We need to change our habits.
So join us now on line 12 of page 15 for the remainder of Global Warming, a Hot Topic.
Global Warming, a Hot Topic. We must burn less fuel, they argue, and make whatever burning we do cleaner. That's the thinking behind the Kyoto Accord.This global treaty seeks to reduce greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. But not all countries have joined the accord. Even if the whole world were to cooperate, temperatures could still climb anyway. Then a small change to Mark Twain's quote might be in order. Everybody talks about the weather, but nobody can do anything about it.
Well, friends, some scientists and world leaders are telling us, as a people who live on this earth, that we should change our ways. Now, what are some ways that we could change our habits about using fuels?
Well, one thing we can do is actually burn less fuels. We need to be more careful, perhaps, in choosing cars that burn less fuels. Industry needs to be more careful in trying to...lessen what they burn.
Okay, when you say industry, you're talking about factories that create a lot of pollution, particularly air pollution that goes up into the atmosphere, right? Well, we must burn less fuel, they argue, and they here is referring to the scientists and the world leaders, and make whatever burning we do cleaner. So there are ways which we can still burn things, but the pollution that is produced isn't as severe, right, Hazel?
That's right. And so that would be burning cleaner, trying not to put as much pollution and carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
Line 13, we see that's the thinking behind the Kyoto Accord. Now, the Kyoto Accord is an agreement on global warming by the UN, which was in Kyoto, Japan in 1997. So a lot of the world's industrialized nations like Canada, the United States, Germany, and Japan, they agreed to lower their output of carbon dioxide, which produces the gases in the atmosphere which create global warming.
And they formed a treaty, didn't they? And a treaty is an agreement where people sign and agree to do something, and in this case, to be more careful and limit the gases that go into the atmosphere.
That's right. But not all the countries have joined the accord. We see that in line 16. Not all the countries. We're not talking about all the countries in the world, but not all the countries that should be in the treaty are in the treaty. For example, there are industrialized nations that have not joined, and that's what the author is saying here right now.
So they haven't all joined the accord. They're not all in agreement on this issue.
Okay, so there are still some countries who are producing large amounts of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases that are not part of the treaty or the accord. And that's another word for treaty, is accord. I think that's a good synonym.
Okay, it means that everyone is in agreement. But here it says that even if the whole world were to cooperate, even if everybody did agree, there would still be a problem.
Right, we don't know. Maybe the temperatures could still climb anyway. Maybe the temperatures would still go up, even though everyone is agreeing to lower their emissions or their gases. Who knows? Maybe that's not really the cause of the problem.
It may not be. We're not completely sure. It goes on to say that if this were the case, maybe Mark Twain's quote should be changed just a little bit. A change would be in order to suit this situation.
Right. A change to Mark Twain's quote is needed in light of the new circumstances. And that's what in order means, something that's needed. Let's look at this phrase in today's conversation.
I just got a new job.
Really? Then congratulations are in order.
Thank you. I'm going to be the vice president of the company.
That's wonderful. I think a celebration is in order.
Yes, and my new job pays a lot of money, too.
Oh, really? Well, do you remember that you owe me $500?
Yes. I borrowed that money when I didn't have a job.
Well, now that you do have a job, I think paying me back is in order.
Oh.
Okay, here's the quote. Everybody talks about the weather, but nobody can do anything about it. Now, remember the original quote by Mark Twain was, everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. There's the small change right there, which makes a big difference to the quote.
So perhaps that change is in order. If we really can't do anything about the weather, then that quote should be changed. Everybody talks about the weather, but nobody can do anything about it.
You know, Hazel, even if the gases are not the problem for the greenhouse effect, I still think it's a good idea to try to lower all of the carbon dioxide. You know, a lot of the cities around the world, they're very polluted, and walking down the streets, you can see the pollution almost in the air, and it's not healthy for us.
It's not. So we should be careful about taking care of our environment, whether it's actually the cause of the global warming or not.
Right, because the environment affects us. If the environment is healthy, then we as people can be more healthy as well.
That's right. So we do need to take care of our world, make it a better place for all of us.
Because if the environment is healthier, then we as people can be healthier as well, right? Well, we're going to visit Michelle, and she's going to give us some language tips, and then we'll be back to review our lesson.
Hi, 大家好，我是Michelle。 首先一起来看contend 这个动词。 Contend 在这里是指主张或认为。 后面加上that子句来说明所主张的事情。例如, parents and teachers contend that more emphasis should be placed on education. 家长和老师都认为大家应该更重视教育。也可以用被动式。例如, it's contended that females should be treated equally at work. 人们主张女性在职场上应该享有同样的待遇。 下面一点我们看 Kyoto Accord 这个专有名词。Accord 是指国家之间签订的协议，所以 Kyoto Accord 是指京都议定书。下面我们又看到 Treaty 这个名词。Treaty 是指国家之间的条约、协议或者是协定。例如 Peace Treaty 是指和平协定，所以在这边 Treaty 和 Accord 的意思差不多。所以我们看 In order 这个片语， In order 在这里是指恰当的或者是合适的，当形容词片语来使用。例如 Is it in order for me to call him without formal introduction? 没有经过正式介绍就打电话给他，不晓得恰不恰当。 In order 也指安排妥当的或者是整整齐齐的，例如 Are all the documents in order? 所有的文件都准备妥当了吗？ Come back next time to Studio Classroom and I'll have all the language tips in order for you.
Contend. Jasper's lawyer contended that he was nowhere near the scene of the crime.Greenhouse effect. Many scientists say Earth is warming because of the greenhouse effect. Atmosphere. The huge fire sent clouds of black smoke into the atmosphere. Carbon dioxide. Green plants help take carbon dioxide out of the air.Kyoto Accord. Some countries have refused to sign the Kyoto Accord. Treaty. After fighting for 5 years, the countries finally signed a peace treaty. In order. You passed the university entrance exam? Then congratulations are in order.
Global warming, a hot topic. If the warming is natural, then there may be little humans can do to stop it. We may just have to learn to live with warmer temperatures. Many scientists and leaders contend, however, that the warming is caused by the greenhouse effect. This happens when gases in the atmosphere, especially carbon dioxide, trap the sun's heat.Burning oil and other fuels releases these gases into the atmosphere. Since such human activity is causing the warming, they say, we should change our ways. We must burn less fuel, they argue, and make whatever burning we do cleaner. That's the thinking behind the Kyoto Accord. This global treaty seeks to reduce greenhouse gases in the atmosphere.But not all countries have joined the accord. Even if the whole world were to cooperate, temperatures could still climb anyway. Then a small change to Mark Twain's quote might be in order. Everybody talks about the weather, but nobody can do anything about it.
Well, we talked about burning oil and coal and natural gas. These produce gases that go into the atmosphere, but there are other forms of energy that do not produce such gases.
That's right. There's solar energy from the sun or wind energy.
Right, and these are clean forms of energy. Well, friends, we're out of time, but I hope you enjoyed our lesson. Please join us next time for another lesson. Until then, bye-bye.
Goodbye, everyone.